Good morning, Pastor Stacy.
Oh, good morning, Rebecca. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Oh, not so good. I'm working on the church budget. It's kind of a headache.
You know, I'm really glad to hear that.
You are? You like church budgets?
Well, see, after last week,
uh-huh,
and everything that you told me about my prayers and my presence, gift service, and witness,
uh-huh,
I went home, and I had my sheet, and I did a lot of praying, and I did a lot of thinking, and I filled it out.
Good for you. Next week, bring it for Commitment Sunday.
Okay, I'll do that, but I wanted to talk to you about a few things.
Okay.
I made a few notes on my pledge card.
Notes?
Yeah.
What kind of notes?
Well, I thought that, you know, God and I really had a good talk about how much I wanted to give. But then I kind of thought, you know, you talked about my presence and where my gifts are. So I thought that maybe half of my pledge should go straight to those ministries.
Half of your children pledge and the youth.
Straight to them.
Just children and youth with half of your pledge.
Uh-huh.
None of the adult ministries.
Well, see, then the next percentage that I made notes on was music. You know I love music.
I know you love music.
And last week how we had both of the kids' choirs here, and we have our choir back with us and our soloists, I thought another percentage should go straight to music.
So just to music.
Just to music.
So now we've got half to kids and youth,
mm-hmm,
and then to music.
Uh-huh.
And where's the rest of your pledge going?
Well, I thought, you've been really patient with me with all my questions and everything that I didn't know. So I put a little line item just for you as pastor.
Just for me to help with my salary?
Yeah, just a little bit.
So is anything left after all of that? Or is that where all your pledge is going?
Well, I think there's about 5% left.
5%?
Yeah.
All right. So you want it to go to children and youth and music and a little bit to the pastor. So you don't like that we have the lights in worship or water to be able to like go to the bathroom and wash your hands. Don't like that stuff? Because it doesn't seem in your budget that you covered like utilities. You must like dirty bathrooms because I don't see janitorial in there.
I didn't really think about all the ministries. I just was thinking about where God called me to help.
And I would hope in all of this prayer and discernment, and as you've been learning about the church to take membership, that maybe you would have realized that the church is the whole church and not just the things that you're passionate about, that the kids and youth, we absolutely need to have a budget for them, but we also do for adult Bible studies and caring ministries and those types of things.
I guess I didn't really think about all of those.
Well, and it's really nice that you thought of my salary, but, you know, I don't print that bulletin. And, you know, I don't lead the choir. We'd be in trouble if I led the choir. There's a lot of things that have to get done. And like, think about it. You like that bulletin because it lets you know what's going on in the service, right? Have you realized that, you know, it takes a Claudia having to type all that into the computer, but to type it in, she has to have a computer, and it's got to have electricity, and she has to have a printer with paper, and we got to have a copier, and a folding machine, and a cutting thing, and all of that stuff to get to a bulletin, and so if we don't budget for those things, we can't have those things that help us be the church. Should I go even further?
Well,
how about one more? Just one more, because you know, our budget is actually 6 pages long. Did you know that?
No.
And the very first in our budget, look, see, we've got all our income here, and you see this first one is titled Apportionments. What kind of a church are we?
United Methodist Church.
We are a United Methodist Church. And to be united, can we just be our church?
No.
We have to look at being the whole church. And our apportionments are what support the ministries of the whole United Methodist Church. It supports us being able to have a district and a conference and a general church that are doing amazing and wonderful ministries. We've been looking here. Part of our apportionments goes to Africa University. Do you know where the church is growing the fastest? Guess where?
I think I heard that it was Africa.
It's Africa. After Africa is actually the Philippines. Woohoo, go Philippines. But the fastest growing is Africa. And to be able to have a fast growing church, you gotta have pastors. And so Africa University is helping to train and equip new pastors for this fast growing church, and because they really need help with that, because Africa's pretty poor. I don't know if you've heard that. They need help. And so part of our apportionments, we help fund Africa University so the church can keep growing all the way around the world. Kind of important, huh?
Yeah. I guess I didn't take all 6 pages of the budget into consideration.
All 6 pages.
And I think last week you told me that you might have some extra of these somewhere.
You ready to fill out a new one?
I think I need a new one.
You think maybe you want to help fund the whole budget and not just the things that you love?
Well, and I think maybe church council might have a better idea about budget. I only knew about my paragraph.
Well, church council, if you don't know, in our church, church council leads the church in what it is that we're doing and where we're focusing. And then the finance committee gets the job of making sure we have the money to do the ministry that church council has set us out to do. Pretty cool, huh? And pretty it's served cool. by all the laity of the church. I'll throw that one in. So are you ready to go pray over a new card and maybe next week on Commitment Sunday, bring a new one in that thinks about the whole ministry of the church?
Yeah, I think I need a new one.
All right. There's more in the back.
All right.
I'll see you next week.
Thanks, Pastor Stacy.
You're welcome, Rebecca.